Wagwan, beautiful people, welcome to a brand new episode of Kim of Diamonds Note to Self podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Kim, aka Kim of Diamonds. I'm a singer-songwriter from Malawi. Check out my music on Spotify, Amazon, all of that. That's not what this is about though. Today is the usual, an episode to do with something that I am realizing, something that I'm applying in my own life. And so we're going to be talking about how important it is for us to realize that not everybody in our lives is really going to be there with us or for us in our journey of whatever, be it we're pursuing a dream, be it we're pursuing a career, be it we're pursuing a profession. You know, we expect people to support us. We expect our families and friends to support us. But what happens when they don't? What happens when your best friend, your family member who's super close to you, someone you adore and love, does not give you the support that you wish you had, that you feel you need, or whatever? Do you throw your dream away and conform to their expectations, or do you stick to your guns and ride it out? Because this is the wild, wild west, baby. Honestly, though, speaking, those are the decisions we do have to make, and nobody can make those decisions for us. You have to decide in your head to say, okay, the direction that I want to go, am I ready and willing to go that way by myself? Would I still go this direction if I had no support? And this is how you know your dream is real. This is how you know you are feeling your purpose to the core, when you are willing to go as far as you can, even by yourself. I know that if there's two or more people involved, obviously you can go further. But then life is not just words. Life is not just a phrase or a saying or whatever. Life is unpredictable. Sometimes you have to walk at it. You have to go at it alone. What do you do then? Can you do it? Can you really do it? That dream of yours, that career shift you want to do, that school subject you want to pursue, that new hobby you want to take up, and everybody's looking at you funny like, listen, why are you even bothering? And there's no support from those people. The people you expect to be there for you 100% might not be there entirely in your greatest times of need. What do you do? What do you do? What have you been doing? Do you give up on your dreams because people don't support you? Because your family and friends don't support you? Trust me, I know how hard and difficult it is to do something by yourself without the support of anybody, especially your family, because your family and friends are like a backbone when it comes to dreams and pursuing things. They really encourage you. They say, yo, you can do it. You can push through. We believe in you. And all those things make all the difference in the world. But what happens when you don't have that in your life? Not everybody has a support system. Not everybody has a supporting family, a supportive family or friends. And most, I feel like a lot of people are stuck in places they don't really want to be in relationships they don't really want to be in, doing things they don't really want to do, all because, you know, well, the support means a whole lot more than the dream. And the reality is you have to make that decision to say, what matters most to you right now? Is it the support, or you making your dream a reality by all means necessary? Now, I know that everybody's gonna agree with this kind of thinking, but that's okay. This is where I'm at, and I'm just like really realizing that as much as we are connected with each other, we cannot live in isolation. No man is an island. However, you cannot force people to support you. You cannot force people to be there for you. You cannot force people to see your vision. Not everybody's gonna get it. Not everybody's gonna understand. And on top of that, it's like you cannot hold that against them. You can't be bitter about the lack of support from family or friends or whoever. You just have to keep going. You just really have to keep going. Realize that the person whose support you need the most is you. When you look in the mirror, are you really believing in the things that you're talking about to people? You want to do ABC, you want to go here, but what are you really doing towards those things? Are you actually working towards those things on the ground? Are you making a plan? Are you writing your plan down? Are you researching? Are you reading books? Are you figuring it out? Or are you just like wanting people to support you and believe in you. People loving you, supporting you, believing in you is fantastic. It makes all the difference in the world. However, it means nothing if you don't believe in yourself. It means nothing if you're not supporting yourself through actions. And one of the things that I am personally trying to practice more of now is just not wishing to see things, but seeing things as they are. I think it's very important to not turn blind eyes to things or people, how they treat you, their actions. It's all in the actions. How people act, how people say things and do or not do them, it says everything about where their minds are at. And back in the day, I would definitely hold that against people. But nowadays, I call you out. I tell you, listen, don't tell me things you're not gonna do. Like, I didn't even provoke you to make promises to me. I did not. So don't come through on some, oh my God, you know, we're gonna do ABC and then you don't pull through and do that. Like, nobody was holding a gun to your head for you to make those promises or to make that commitment. And I also try to apply the very same principle to myself. I don't like to make promises to anybody about anything I am not in control of. I don't know what tomorrow might bring. I don't know what could happen. So I really, really, really try my best to not overpromise or even to promise at all. To be honest with you, I'm not a promise kind of person. I'm not. I would rather show you through my actions first, and then you can decide in your head that, yo, she's really in it to win it, you know? So that's the way that I'm seeing things right now. Honestly, not everybody's supposed to join you on your journey. Some people just might slow you down. Sometimes we find ourselves crying over people that are not really gonna help us. People who would actually make us cry even more. People who actually distract us from our purpose in life. And I also believe that purpose is God-given, yes, but you can also create your own purpose. You have to give yourself a reason to live if you can't find one that is obvious. You know, everybody's like, oh, find your purpose. If you can't find your purpose, make one and stick with it all the way. And as it evolves, you will discover more things about yourself and your vision becomes clearer. You really finally get to where you're supposed to be. So wherever you are in your journey right now, just know that there is no need for you to force people to do things. There is no need for you to force anybody to believe in you or to support your idea. Even the people that normally do, even the people that normally give you support, what if they don't believe in you in that particular idea? Do you drop it? No, you don't. You hold on to it. You work on it. If it works out, even better. If it doesn't, you learn something and you move on. So no more feeling entitled to people's beliefs and support and whatever. You have to make sure that you're killing it by yourself. When you look in the mirror, you're really truly representing yourself in everything that you're talking about. You don't expect people to go an extra mile if you're not going an extra mile for yourself. You have to make sure you're going an extra mile for yourself. Organize yourself. Manage your time. Manage your resources. Manage your relationships. Cut off the ones that are not helping you. Don't just give 100% to everything. Really figure out what deserves your time right now. With the goals that you have in mind, with the purpose that you have in mind right now, what should you be doing? Who should you be connecting with? What kind of people do you need more of? All those things are super important so that you don't waste your time trying to drag people to believe in you, to support you, to whatever. You know what I mean? So there you have it. I hope that somehow you develop a confidence in your sense of direction. This is something that I'm personally still learning to do. Trusting myself, trusting my voice, trusting my creativity, trusting me above everyone else's voice to say I can make good decisions for myself based off what I know to the best of my ability. And if it works out, even better. But if it doesn't, it's okay. I get to learn new things about myself, what I like and what I don't like, what I'm looking for, what I'm not looking for. It's all good, because honestly, I'm just like tired of unnecessary stressing over, oh, so-and-so doesn't, but like, no, that actually doesn't matter. It really actually does not matter. Life is too short for you to be caught up in trying to please everybody. You cannot please everybody around you, and that's okay. That really is okay. So until next time, peace and love from me to you. Do check out my music on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Deezer, iTunes, and Amazon. Kim of Diamonds, Kim of Diamonds. I make some dope music that I think you just might really like and vibe. Also follow me on social media at Kim of Diamonds on Twitter, Instagram. Drop me a message if you like my episodes, if you like this episode. Let me know, Wagwan, what you think. And if you have questions for me, also drop that in my inbox. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, peace and love from me to you. Mwah!